If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is pros and cons of being a full-time real estate investor. But before we get started, first off, I want to say, hey, I hope everything is going good with you and your real estate endeavors and that you are making all kinds of progress in moving forward. I just want you to know it's a matter of persistence and sticking to it and just keep moving forward. Don't be discouraged. Just keep moving forward. It will be worth it in the long run. Also, I wanted to answer just a real quick question here. I have been asked by a number of you, when are we going to buy our next property here? And we are in the hunt right now, and we're actively moving forward. 2017 was a real competitive year. We did not find the right property, and we will not buy unless it is the right property. We have our criteria, and we want to be able to buy a property we know that's going to give the maximum return for our investors. And so we're looking very diligently. We have ramped up here. We have a strategic shift. We're moving very much toward direct-to-seller campaign focus. And so we have got direct mail. We've got phone canvassing. We're looking at negotiating with third parties, getting referrals from other sources. Of course, we're still going to be working with brokers, but right now we really feel that the best deals are going to be found direct-to-seller. Also, too, one other just quick statement here. We have our episode, I don't know, what's the proper terminology for it? Segment? No, it's not. Anyway. Well, anyway, we have our Ask Bill episodes, and we are looking for your questions there. If you have questions about real estate investing, maybe something that's really got you stumped or something that you want to find out about what we do or what have you, feel free. Please just email us. Go to our website at olddogsreinetwork.com and go to the contact section there and put your questions in there. We will answer them on the air when we do our Ask Bill segments that we do once a month. Okay, well, let's get on to our topic here, the pros and cons of being a full-time real estate investor. Now, I know we have a broad, diverse listening audience out here. We, of course, our primary target audience are those that are 50 years of age and older that are either approaching retirement but already there. But we also have a broad cross-section of others. This includes millennials and Gen Xs and Ys and Qs and Ts and so forth, ranging from age in their 20s to all the way up to their late 40s. Many of you are either considering leaving your full-time W-2 jobs, or you're just approaching retirement, and you know this is going to be that transition where you will be looking possibly at real estate investing as a means to be able to supplement your retirement or maybe supply the bulk of your income. But in either case, there are those that are looking at this as a potential full-time deal. I want to address that today just as a means to to one, I don't want to discourage anybody by any means because, well, that's what I'm doing. I'm full-time in it. But I do want you to be prepared that it is a change, and it may be a significant change for some of you out there. Making the decision to become a full-time investor needs a lot of research and education, and you should be familiar with the advantages and the disadvantages. And this podcast in particular, I will discuss some of the pros and cons to give you a better picture of what it's like to dedicate your time, effort, and money to this kind of full-time job. A full-time real estate investor is a person who works full-time in real estate investing with no other regular jobs on the side. So here are a few of the areas that you can get involved with. And we talk a lot more on the sort of the buy and hold side of it, especially investing in multifamily. And although we don't say that you have to do that, we just talk more on the buy and hold side. But there are things such as wholesaling, house flipping, buying deeds and liens, even becoming a real estate agent or broker. And there are many more variations of that. There's also just being a totally passive investor, investing in other people's projects and syndications. So let's look at, first off, the disadvantages of being a full-time real estate investor. There's no doubt that you've heard of the wealth, free time, and the other rewards of a job in real estate investing. However, to be honest, I think you need to know this is a double-edged sword. You got to be aware that of the disadvantages before you go into it. Again, not trying to discourage anybody here, but I also want to be realistic, and I think you need to just prepare for it. So here are some of the cons of being a full-time real estate investor. You will be self-employed. Not everyone is comfortable with the new responsibilities of running their own business. And believe me, it is a business, regardless of what anybody says. Once you start buying rental income, rental properties, start flipping, whatever it is a business. And you need to be aware of that, especially if it's the majority of your income is going to come from this as well. Okay, a second thing, it's time consuming, especially in the beginning. Now, it could be a combination of, for example, your education, your research, a lot of things that are preparing you for the job, but it does take some time. I started my own businesses years and years ago, I mean, over 20 years ago. And so I'm used to being an entrepreneur and the things associated with that. In fact, one of the things that I developed in my entrepreneurial years was getting up at this crazy hour of the morning of like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And it's something that never changed. Even when I went back to W-2 employment, I still got up early. I would go into these office buildings and nobody would be in there except the people vacuuming and cleaning. So yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. But anyway, I love the early morning hours. So for me, it's not a big deal. I can also finish earlier if I start earlier, which means I have more time for family and other pursuits. Okay, so it is time consuming. Also, there are risks involved. You got to be aware of that, okay? Now, you can say a W-2 job has a risk as well. You can always be fired, right? Or companies are downsized or whatever. At the same time, the stakes and the financial risks of being an investor are pretty significant, and you need to be aware of that. There are mortgages to pay, expenses that need to be covered, vacancies to fill, property issues, economic factors, all these things that come into play that you don't necessarily have a control over, okay? Also, becoming a full-time real estate investor means that you're going to basically quit your current job or retire from your current job and indulge in this inconsistent world of financial ups and downs. And there are financial ups and downs. The great part about it is that you can keep moving upward and upward and upward, but you will have some down times too, and you got to be aware of that. Another risk, the risk of losing your safety net, your guaranteed income. Okay, when you quit and you don't really have a choice, let's say, or let's say you do have a choice and you decide to quit, you got to realize that guaranteed income is going to be gone, and the decision to leave your job and a good annual income to pursue what is in essence a business startup, okay, and that's what it is, and the potential risks involved are going to be something that you're going to have to deal with. Also, if you make a major mistake, you don't have the fallback of a full-time job. Now, some of you are investing while you have a full-time job, and you still got that income, that check, that paycheck that comes in every, 2 weeks or whatever it is, every week, and you've got that as a backup. So every decision you make in your real estate investing endeavors doesn't really impact you that much. But you will not have that fallback if you, of course, if you quit. Okay, you'll also be losing sort of the extra money, quote unquote, that your real estate efforts have been bringing you to this point. So if you already have some income properties, it's not going to be your extra money. It is going to be your main source of money, very possibly. So you got to kind of make that shift as well. Before, maybe you were, socking away your extra rental income into your savings, or you're investing in other properties. Well, now you're going to be living on those funds. And so it does shift. It changes. Also, you're going to be responsible for tracking and paying your income tax. Okay. That's one a lot of us forget about, but you do have to know, as long as you have income coming in, you're going to be responsible for the tax side of that. Now, the great thing about real estate investing is that you can almost offset everything. And I have yet to pay taxes since 2014. And that can also be the same with you if you, again, take advantage of the mortgages, the depreciation, all the great deductions that you have as you're involved in real estate investing. There is this new stressor pressure that comes from finding and closing good deals. I mean, you need to keep a steady flow going, and you've got to have deals coming in. It depends on, again, what you're building up. If you're doing buy and hold, well, once you start building up rental income, that will, be consistent. But at the same time, you're under the pressure to continue that flow. Okay, so real estate investing also means you got to carefully track, monitor, and keep track of all of your costs, and you want to keep those expenses down. Being a landlord means that you need to carefully maintain your investment properties in order to maintain steady cash flow. So maintenance costs, vacancies, things like that can really impact your personal income. Another one will be handling multiple tasks, okay? You are everything in your business when you first start off. You're the manager, accountant, stock clerk, marketing director, head of acquisitions, and so on. Everything is going to be you in the beginning here. And as the money comes rolling in, you can probably hire people to do these things. But in the beginning, it is all you, and you have to really be able to manage your task well. And the final negative is it's not the perfect job for introverts. And I'll tell you, this is my struggle. It's amazing, though, that I was in PR and marketing for 20 years, but I am an introvert. And, one of these guys is more comfortable, just being with a few close friends or family, not great at these big mixers and all that kind of stuff. But real estate is really the type of, it is a people business, and relationships is everything. So you are going to be meeting strangers, clients, bankers, investors, many others on a regular basis. And, you got to maintain a patient, convincing, cheerful attitude as you go out into these meetings and are meeting with people. So if you struggle with anger issues or just don't like people, or you're not a patient person, maybe you might want to focus on the more passive types of real estate investing. Okay. All right. Now let's look at the positive stuff. Okay. This is the good stuff here. Let's look at the advantages of being a full-time real estate investor. The number one advantage, you don't need a special degree or license. Okay. You don't have to go to school for 4 years or anything beyond that. You can start, anyone can be a real estate investor. Of course, though, you need to be educated. You need to know what you're doing if you want to be successful at it. So there's a great deal of self-education that has to occur here. Being a full-time real estate investor means that you're your own boss, okay? That is really a cool thing, okay? You decide in your working hours. You can fire yourself or hire yourself. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, it's great. And if you can manage your time well, you can work less hours. And I recommend reading the 4-Hour Work Week. That's a real great book in terms of managing your time, also delegating and offloading your time so that you can spend the rest of your day doing other activities like enjoying your family, your kids, your grandkids, spending time with your wife, or just, hobbies, whatever you like to do. The cash flow is and can be incredible. When you get the first months of being a beginner at this job, you start earning money, you start to see this steady flow of funds going in, if you're doing it right, and really realizing that I can make as much as I want to doing this. That is a really neat benefit, as opposed to a W-2 job where you have your fixed salary and yeah, you may get bonuses or other little perks and things along the way, but you can truly control your income with real estate investing. Another advantage, you have more time to learn about real estate. Now, I know some of you that have a full-time job are trying to juggle, I got my job, I got my family, I got to, you know, watch this webinar or read this book, or, you know, trying to fit it all together is a little tough, but you can allocate your time to include the education part of it, which is really neat. And you can do that during the day as part of your workday as well. You will have more time to search for better investment properties. Now, I know that those of you working full-time are, you know, it's kind of tough to do that. And so you've got to, you know, be real selective and try to find, a good property out there. Whereas when you're doing it full-time, you can really differentiate. You can go through 50, 100 deals a day if you want to, and really try to find the real diamonds in the rough there. You also, can be able to allocate your time a little bit better to spend more time with your family and friends in that process. Full-time real estate investing means you get the time and freedom to explore other businesses. Now, I know a number of guys that have done really well in real estate investing, and they start getting involved in other adventures. Some of them are angel investors, and they're investing in other businesses, kind of like Mark Cuban, you know, and the Shark Tank guys, you know. You can start maybe investing in little side gigs or whatever for other people in your family, or even have, you know, some other type of business that you might want to spend more time at, especially once your properties start cash flowing and you don't really have to do that much. You can look at other things if that's of interest to you. Also, I talked about sort of the negative about, you got to deal with people. Well, it's also a plus too, in that you meet all kinds of interesting people. And I've made some great friends in this real estate place, and it's really fun. Some real neat people that will become lifelong friends as well. And some of the people you meet too will help widen your career horizons and open new opportunities and adventures and possible partnerships and other things along the way. It's no more routine, okay? Your life as a real estate investor is always changing, and there's always a lot of new things that you're going to be doing and learning. And that's really exciting. I actually love the learning aspect of it too, is that especially as an old dog here, you know, you think retirement, you can sit back and, you know, count your seashell, say that five times real fast, seashell collection. I really love the fact that I'm learning new stuff, and I thrive on that. So it's really fun. But no more routine. You're doing tons of different things, learning a little bit of everything to make it happen. You have the flexibility to expand. So you can just do this on your own, and maybe you and your wife together, maybe you do it a little bit on sort of a side hustle, so to speak. But at the same time, if you want to grow it, you can, and you can start hiring people to do certain things. If you really want to ramp up and just go for thousands and thousands of units, you can hire employees and you can grow it as a self-sustaining business. And whether you want to stay active every day or, you know, hire people that can run it, and you can step back and just kind of pop your head in the door every now and then. So there's that as well. And finally, you can create a legacy. That's kind of tough to do with a W-2 job, unless you're teaching your kid everything you're learning at work, which may not be likely. But, you know, you think not only are these properties that you're acquiring are going to be part of the legacy that you're going to hand down to your children and your grandchildren, but you can also create a family business in this, which is really kind of interesting. And I'm kind of seeing it in my own home, where my sons and even my daughters have had some interest in it, that they can, you can provide a job and career opportunities for your kids, and they can learn the business, and you just hand it down as a family business, and it just keeps on going. There's some great advantages, and you really, you know, have to kind of look at all aspects of it. The bottom line is, if you have a pension or a nest egg or some sort of retirement funds, it's a good idea to be able to tap into that when you start off. Okay, let that carry you until you get ramped up and you start generating the cash flow that you need. Okay, that is better if you can do that. Okay, you also probably have Social Security when you turn 62 that you can tap into, but if you have the real estate income, they may reduce the amount you receive, I think, until you're like 65, 66, 67, something like that, where it won't matter. If you're making millions in real estate investing, you still get the same check. So be aware of that as well. In summary, real estate investing is a very interesting and ever-changing field. I would recommend you listen to my podcast number, I think it's 006, on how to get started in real estate investing. It'll take you through the steps that I recommend that I think would really help you out to help you to do well in this endeavor. Some real specific things that you should do in order to succeed. So just be wise. Remember that good planning and management can turn any disadvantage into an advantage. My advice to you is stay educated. Always seek the most updated information on any field you're trying to make a career in. If you need to learn more information or useful facts about real estate investing topics, we have tons of resources on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com. There's articles, podcasts, other resources that you can tap into. There's some great other sites out there like Bigger Pockets and places like that as well that you can have access to. Well, that is it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today, including any links, they can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs REI website. Okay, olddogsreinetwork.com/blog is where you're going to find the notes from this. So you didn't have to jot everything down. You can just look at it there. Okay. And until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.